Now, for the purpose of all the people out there who aren't surfers, you're going to have to do a glossary, Ash.
I was thinking that as I was reading.
We'll start with gun.
Okay. So the significance of having to pick up an 8-4 gun and the gulp. An 8-4, a gun is for surfing big waves, and Jim is renowned for his big wave guns. So if you pick up an 8-4 gun from the factory and have to take it, and he says, oh, by the way, we might be able to test them, it means you're going to be surfing some big, powerful waves.
Yeah, which is, as you say, probably scarier than getting out on stage and playing music, which is what you normally do, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, this book that you've written, you go around and you talk to other fantastic surfers in the world, but particularly surfers who are also musicians like yourself, because you're trying to find the connection, the thread between those two disciplines, aren't you? Do you feel that you've found it? How would you sum it up now that you've done this book?
Oh, I mean, the book was an amazing experience for me, and writing it transformed me. There's a lot of qualities of the surfer musician. How would I sum it up? Well, one of the main things is that we're chasing a flow state, or that being in the moment that everyone is chasing or should be chasing, in my view. We're lucky if you're a surfer and or a musician. It's funny, at the end of the book, it was time to look up a few definitions of things that I was talking about. And one was flow state. And they cited musicians and surfers in the definition of flow state. So, you know, these are people who love to live their life as much as possible in the moment. And I think that's very healthy for us all to do, and very good for our mental health. You know, Jim, I chose to read that chapter because, he's a countercultural figure and an elder, and that was good. But I've got a very big spread in there, you know, from going over to Kelly Slater and interviewing him in person in LA, and that was an amazing experience. So I document a little bit of the experience as well. And Steph Gilmore, you know, she's an amazing guitarist, a shredder of a guitarist, you know, and it's like, oh, my God. Like, these people who win world titles and then just shred on the guitar, you know? But it's because they have that ability to learn and that curiosity that they keep feeding. I mean, you know, we can all do our version of what these mega high achievers do. It's just you need to have more input to get out the output. So, like, you need to feed your passion. And, you know, anybody who's listening to this, whatever your passion is, feed it, feed it, feed it on a daily basis. Force yourself to just spend 10 minutes doing it, and the joy that you'll get back. Like, for me, during writing this, I got so inspired and I started picking up my guitar. I've been playing guitar since I was 10. I'm 42 now. And I didn't practice for years. Well, you know, guitar's given me everything, but I never practiced at all. And then I just started practicing like a madman. And now, actually, in the Steph Gilmore interview, I was in that phase, and it's even more now since the book's finished, but I said that to Steph. I look at the guitar in the corner and I'm like, it's almost like I'm like, you cute little thing, come over here, let's do some practice. Like, I feel emotions for my guitar that I've never felt before. Maybe I felt it when I was 15, but I stopped feeling it. You know, when I got to, the irony being, when I got to live my passion and I became a professional musician, I loved it, didn't take it for granted, but it's just, it's really hard to stay so passionate about that guitar. It stays in the case more when you're just gigging your whole life. So I guess I've learnt to regain that passion, and I've learnt how to regain the passion in midlife when you've been doing something for 20 years. How do you get that passion back? And I know now, and it's no big secret really, but you just... you need to realize how important it is to give to it, to give your time more and just get stoked again. I mean, I called it, I used the term all the way through, and my publishers always laugh because I use the term frothing, like foaming at the mouth, excited. And I said in the conclusion, one of my conclusions was it's very important to fuel the fire of froth, that kind of thing. And I would recommend anyone, especially if they're in any kind of slump or you feel like you're in a bit of a rut, the way out of a rut is to be learning and, you know, give to things and keep on learning, and it just makes your life so vital.